Did you see that? You seen this shit? I mean, like, he was totally just staring at you. Seriously, you bent down to get the rice at the bottom of the shelf, and I look around, and he's, like, fucking just staring at you. Now, look, hey, okay, look, I'm gonna bend over too, and you watch this fucking sicko's eyes, okay? It's gonna go right up my skirt, I promise, just don't make it obvious, all right? Yeah, this one, right, hun?
Sure.
Well, didn't I fucking tell you? Okay. I think today's the day. Mm-hmm. Please. You're the one that came up with this. You're the one that set all of this down. I wouldn't even have thought about this if it wasn't for you. I would have just let them, you know, have their looky-loo and then file it away, but, you know, you taught me how to stand up for myself, so, yeah? Okay. Alright, now what else do we need? We'll just kind of watch this guy finish up when he does. Okay? I see, I know. You ready? You want me to talk, yeah? Okay. Excuse us. The fuck are you? Oh my god. Was that to me or was that to you? Are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't to you? Okay. So you did smile at him? Okay. Fuck. Look, are you ready? This guy. Yeah? Hey, mister. Hey. Yeah, you. Hi, what's up? Hi, sorry, I just wanted to talk to you about what you said to me back there. Yeah. You recognize us, don't you? You remember what you said to me? You said, smile, baby, you're beautiful. What did I do then, huh? I didn't smile, did I? I saw you before you told me that, you know. You were looking her up and down while she bent over to pick up that bag of rice. I mean, your eyes practically burned a hole in her skirt and through her bra. And then I thought maybe you're imagining things. Maybe you're thinking that you're seeing something and you're not. And so, yeah. And then I bent over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what did you see, baby? Oh, same thing? Yeah? You saw me, didn't you? You saw me see you. You didn't even have the decency to look away, or even a little bit embarrassed when I caught you. It's like, baby, he's got that Superman X-ray vision, huh? No, hey, mister. Hey, look, just hear me out. I'm almost done, I promise. Look, I just want to know, like, what makes you think this is okay? Any part of this. To look at us like that. To look at her like that. Like some object. Just for you. Do you think we came to the store today because we knew that you'd be here and you'd like to see us? You know, it would have been one thing if you stopped at just leering at us. You know, storing us up in your spank bank for later or whatever. I mean, Christ, I could practically see your fucking thoughts. I watched your eyes crawl up and down her. And me too, it felt like sparks from a fire, making my skin prickle and burn. Men staring at me like that, it happens a lot, as you can imagine. And to her too. I mean, look at her. So, the problem is you. You were another one who had the audacity to order me to do something for you. I fucking my girlfriend. That wasn't enough. I had to give you a smile too, huh? Like hers? Did you want us both to say, thank you? You're so right. We're both so much prettier when we smile. Here you go. Cheese. Oh, and also, let's go back to our place and we can fuck you. You know, I bet you're a family man. You probably have a daughter our age. Or maybe it's just you and your old lady. And yet you look at me and you look at her and probably every other girl in the store like you did. What would your wife think of that? Or your daughter? Guess what, mister? We are not here for you. Understand? This is 2021, for fuck's sake. Haven't you ever heard of Gene Kilborn? I'm not surprised. Okay, look. I'm almost done. Almost done talking. One last thing. Hold on. Okay, sorry. You probably don't know, but we have been talking about things that we would like to do to you, too, while we watched you watching us. You like that, huh? Sure. I'll show you exactly what we mean. I'd love to, in fact. It might even make me smile. I know you'd like that, because you told me so. Where's your car? No, we're coming with you now. What do you mean? Well, look here. We want to show you something. It's exactly what makes us think that we're coming with you. Look here. See? I carry this gun for someone like you. Would follow you outside and walk with you because, admittedly, my aim. I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn from far away, but I can shoot straight if I don't have to shoot too far. And I'm not far from you now, am I? No. You feel the barrel against your inner thigh? Good. So, just act naturally. Hands off the cart. Pop the trunk. Yeah? Can you start to unload, baby? Sure. Okay. Now, give me the keys and help her pack up your shit. Sir, please believe that I will blow you the fuck away if you don't hand those keys over right now. Right now, motherfucker. Good. Well, you got a real piece of shit car here, man. Wouldn't have guessed from your expensive watch, right? What shelter did you find this at? It's okay. Oh, the money running low, huh, mister? You fucking bum. Oh, I know, baby. No, I know. Yeah, we see, mister, we see you looking around. Nobody cares. I mean, more than likely they see a couple of young ladies out shopping with their down and out father. No, take your time. Don't make her do all the work. Jesus Christ. Yeah. No. Go ahead. I'm just smiling at folks. And they're smiling at us. That old woman over there. And that mother with her kids screaming. She's too busy to look around. Get away from her. You're getting way too close. Yeah. Put your shit in the back seat. She'll load up the trunk. I will put a bullet right up through your fucking femoral artery and blow that big cock of yours into little bits. Well, because I can see it right through your clothes. You and I must share the same superpower, huh? What the fuck? You're real sick, aren't you? I see it getting bigger. Well, you have problems, mister. All right. All done packing up? Okay. You walk around with me. To the side. Not too fast. The fuck are you doing? Stop and get in the car. Yeah, in the back. You think you're driving? You don't know where the fuck we're going. Oh, come on. Scooch over. Come on. Let me get him back with you. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here, baby. Keys. Damn, you're lucky you're a little cute because you really are a fucking idiot, mister. So, what's your name? Good strong name. Masculine, you know? That's funny. Well, make sure you buckle your pervy ass up. No need for the police to pull her over. Oh. Hey, I have some good news for you. I think, since you've been really well behaved, I'll let you jerk off now, before we get to where we're going. I know you've been wanting to ever since you saw her, ever since you saw me. Here, let me just hike up my skirt a little bit. We're coming to the bridge now. Now, with your left hand, reach under my skirt. Pull down my panties. I have to keep my hands on this gun, so you need to help me. I'll lift my ass up, and you push them down my thighs. And remember, if you try anything stupid, I've got this gun pointed at you. And my girl up there, she's ready to steer us all right off this bridge. You think she won't? Really? There. Yeah, that's a better view than what you had when we were minding our own business, right? Okay, now take yourself out. Let me see how you do it when you're alone. I'm gonna film you to show her later. There's no need to imagine now, right? You can see me now. Isn't that what you wanted? Or at least part of what you wanted? You'll see her too, once we arrive. So. Good. Hey, that's nice. Do you hear this, baby? Get a little fucking louder. Pervy piece of shit. She wants to hear your moans. They're nice. We like that you make noise. Yeah, not too bad. How you doing, baby? You good? Okay. Oh, I can't wait for you to have your turn. Yeah, stroke that cock, mister. Keep up the noise. I want her to be able to hear you. Because you sound so nice. It was her you looked at first. You really owe her this. What are we gonna do to you? Do you hear that? I know. Okay. Look, if you stop stroking yourself while I tell you this, I'm gonna shoot you right in the arm. So. Yeah. Just like that. What are we gonna do with you? I think, for me, my baby up there probably have other ideas, but when we get where we're going, I think that I'm gonna push my gun into your back and lead you inside, push you down on the bed, and you'll lie down. Otherwise, I'll shoot you. You'll follow our directions. And lay spread eagle on the bed. Do you know why? No, that's wrong. If you don't do that, she's gonna shoot you. You think we don't have more guns? When you're spread eagle, then I'm gonna get my handcuffs. And I'm gonna use my handcuffs to... Well, you really like this, huh? Okay, good. Well,
we both really enjoy your suffering, so... We're not gonna be able to
contain ourselves once we start with the tools and whatnot.
Now, when disposing of a dead body, it is absolutely necessary to extract the teeth. But that's not really important to this conversation yet. But what I wanted to tell you is that I often dream of having my teeth slowly pulled out of my skull one by one. And the sensation is very terrifying. Like me. Now, when I look at you, I see a good set of teeth. Might be a little bit of a challenge for us, but we have pliers, so we would take the pliers and both of us take turns pulling out your teeth one by one. Every time we want to come, we would start by pulling out a tooth. She looks so amazing with her tits covered in someone else's blood. We have plenty of tools and toys to use, but sometimes we just like to use, real cock. So you get to lay there and get used sometimes, but what we like is sparingly, selectively, and precisely hurting you just enough each time. This way we can lengthen our endeavor, strengthen our bond. Not just talking about me and her. I'm talking about us and you. I think that you'd like that. And if you don't, then you'll just have to learn to lie and smile for us.
You fucking idiot. You really think we have enough time for all that? Fucking weirdo. Good job stroking that concoct, though. You look like you're about to come, actually. All right. Here we are. So you stay buckled in. And I'm going to come out. Yeah. Now, notice my gun? It's still real close to you, huh? Good. Now, stand up and follow my baby into the house. You can look at her ass under her skirt. I mean, I know that you were going to anyway, you fucking pervert. The house? No. It's open. Well, vacant. You're looking around, huh? There's really no one here. I promise. You won't be able to scream loud enough for anyone to hear. Do you want to try it? Do you want us to prove it? Hey, baby, scream at the top of your voice. Say, somebody help! That was loud, huh?
She's got quite the set of lungs on her, doesn't she? Oh, I can vouch for that. At least my pussy can. And maybe we could show you that. Would you like that?
Oh, wait, no, I forgot. Baby, you have to scream, help, fire, instead. Help, fire, loud as you can. Did you know, we women were taught that if we're ever being raped, you don't scream rape. No one's gonna come. We're told if we scream fire, they might. Nothing to say to that, huh? Well, look around again. Do you see anybody coming? Don't you get it? No one can hear you. Now shut the fuck up and get in the house. You're gonna take what's coming to you.
Thanks, baby.